Ah, Schule.
Yo, what up, street dogs? There, Kim. All right, some rando tribal thoughts. So, this one is about photography and anti-durability in photography. So, why is this so important and motivational? It's my thoughts. So, in photography, everyone wants to become the next Henri Cartier-Bresson, right? Which means, you know, people want to make photos which will last forever. Ever and withstand the test of time, and or people kind of want photos that they perceive will have the maximum amount of like appreciation, impact, and so forth. Now the big downside of this is that in trying to seek to make photos that last forever, you lose motivation, because what does it mean to strive to make photos that last forever? What that means is you strive to make photos that everyone will love and appreciate and value highly. So maybe one day at Sotheby's, it could be, you know, auctioned for $1 million or $100 million or $1 trillion, whatever. You know, or it means, you know, uploading a photo to social media that gets 100 likes, 1,000 likes, 1,000,000 likes, 10 million likes, 1 billion likes, 1 trillion likes, whatever. I actually have a good idea for a startup idea. Is what if you could take people's likes on social media or followers and just give them money in exchange, but the caveat is they have to delete their account, right? Anti-durability in photography. So for example, even the Ricoh GR3, I have the GR3X digital camera right now. The downside is, sooner or later, every single Ricoh GR3X, 2, 1 breaks because of the mechanism, right? Like opening and closing mechanism always breaks. And I mean, it makes sense, right? Like you have a opening and closing mechanism, let's say it has like 1 billion actuations, it's gonna break sooner or later, right? So it's less durable. But the upside is it makes it smaller, it can fit in your front pocket. Eric Kim Restaurant Mark II. And therefore the downside is, you know, the camera breaks, right? And I used to kind of be suckered in this idea of like minimalism, one thing that lasts forever. So like this idea, so I was kind of caught up in this idea that like, you know, what if I bought that one perfect camera that lasts me forever and I never have to upgrade it and I'd be super happy and productive for the rest of my life. But that's actually not the case. And so my innovative thought is, what if actually you take a different approach and and you think to yourself, like, I actually do not seek infinite durability forever in my photography or creative output, but rather I just want to keep enjoying it and keep having fun with it and innovating and so forth. So if you think about it, innovation is actually anti-forever, or innovation is actually anti-durability, because you know, imagine if when Steve Jobs made the OG iPhone, was it the 2G or whatever you want to call it? Imagine if you made it so perfect and durable, it lasted forever. Now this wouldn't be good because you wouldn't have things like copy and paste, you know, all these other great functions and stuff like that. And so I think tech companies and stuff like this should take note, because durability is actually not the goal here. Like for example, the new iPhone, it comes in stainless steel. It kind of makes no sense because no one's going to own their phone for longer than a year or two or 3 years, 4 years, right? Gets so outdated quickly. Like even my iPhone SE, right? It's crazy. I got for what, like $450 or something. I got the medium model, and it's faster than my maxed out 2017 MacBook Pro Touch Bar that I got refurbished for like $2,000, right? And so maybe technology should seek to become lighter at the expense of durability. So for example, with bicycles, racing bikes, road bikes, carbon fiber is way lighter than iron or steel or whatever. Yet if you're trying to win a race, which is the most important thing, every single gram counts, which means durability is kind of overrated. And actually, if you think about athletes, right? Like, I think I once read an interview with, you know, it's like, why do so many athletes take, you know, testosterone drugs or things that like helps their short-term performance, but, you know, hinders their long-term life. So for example, even like you think about Ronnie Coleman, if you look at his bodybuilding career from when he was young until I guess he retired, it's crazy, like he kept getting bigger and putting on more flesh, and some people say it's less quality muscle, but I think his ultimate goal was to become more meaty, bigger and massive as possible. And that was his goal, right? And actually he achieved the goal, right? But now the downside is like, I mean, essentially he's a cripple now, right? Even Arnold Schwarzenegger admitted to taking, you know, steroids and drugs, and you know, essentially everyone's on it, right? Even the natty guys, right? And so like I was randomly on Google, YouTube and on Google, and then found that this one bodybuilder he announced that he's quitting steroids, I guess, and then, but the downside now is that his body could no longer naturally produce testosterone on its own, so he has to get artificial testosterone injected weekly, right? And so for me, our human bodily durability is far more important than short-term gains, because like for me, right, I aspire to live to be you know, how long do I want to live, right? I aspire to be 120 years old with a six-pack, right? Deadlift over 1,000 pounds or whatever have you, right? But and so for me, like the longevity durability thing is important, but I guess to other people it's not. But anyways, because I think that's the downside of competition, right? Like even Hafthor Bjornsson, the guy who just deadlifted 501 kilograms out stripping Eddie Hall by 1 kilogram, right? Pretty smart. He said like, oh, in order to become the best, you gotta do what it takes, right? And actually I admitted that he actually admitted taking steroids, whereas less respect for Eddie Hall, who's certainly on the juice, but hasn't admitted to nobody, at least in public, right? So maybe the innovative thought is seek durability for your body and your body's longevity, but don't seek durability in our things and our possessions, right? Like seek the most superior, supreme thing at the expense of durability. So for example, better to have an iPhone or a future iPhone Pro that's made out of, you know, titanium or aluminum instead of stainless steel. Granted that the the more superior iPhone is actually lighter, and just kind of realizing that all of our things, all our possessions, all our cars, etc., is sooner or later going to fall to the wayside. Like, you know, like now the Tesla Model S Plaid is at, right, the 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds. Like, I feel so bad for all this dude who's bought the OG P100D Model S. Right, so you're either stuck with it or you had to trade it in, you know, you got to upgrade, right? So sooner or later, everything, like even the Bugatti Veyron, right? Like, you look at the new Mistral, it looks way sexier and cooler than the super OG version, right? It looks like outdated, and it's like you're kind of stuck with it, right? And this is why I don't like to buy things or physical things or possessions, because you're going to have to be stuck with it. Better to own digital things, Bitcoin, you know. So don't aim for longevity. So some practical thoughts on the Ricoh GR3, 3X, shoot extra small JPEG, you know, upload to your blog. I mean, try to do your best to have Google index it, whatever, but just know that it's not gonna last forever, and that's okay. And it's a stream of constantly making new photos, which is the goal.